From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today he brings the concluding portion of a message entitled, The Call of Gideon. Having once again forgotten the God of their fathers, Israel had descended into apostasy, resulting in enslavement by the Midianites. As they began to cry to God in their misery, the Lord raised up Gideon, who became the greatest of the judges. Gideon's ministry as a judge was characterized by concern over the spiritual death in the nation, and God commissioned him to lead the nation to revival and deliverance. His desire for confirmation of his call by asking for the two signs of the fleece is well known. God confirmed Gideon's call with fire from heaven. The crying need of our day is the fire of God in revival power. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the final portion of The Call of Gideon. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher, C.H. Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled, One with Christ Jesus. The text is found in John chapter 14 and verse 19. The words of Christ himself, Because I live, ye shall live also. Jesus has made the life of believers in him as certain as his own. As sure as the head lives, the members live also. If Jesus has not risen from the dead, then we are dead in our sins. But since he has risen, all believers are risen in him. His death has put away our transgressions and loosed the bonds which held us under the death sentence. His resurrection proves our justification. We are absolved, and mercy says, The Lord hath put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. Jesus has made the life of his people as eternal as his own. How can they die as long as he lives, seeing they are one with him? Because he dieth no more, and death hath no more dominion over him, so they shall no more return to the graves of their old sins, but shall live unto the Lord in newness of life. O believer, when under great temptation thou fearest that thou shalt one day fall by the hand of the enemy, let this reassure thee. Thou shalt never lose thy spiritual life, for it is hid with Christ in God. Thou dost not doubt the immortality of thy Lord. Therefore, do not think that he will let thee die, since thou art one with him. The argument for thy life is his life, and of that thou canst have no fear. Wherefore, rest in the living Lord.
Christ suffered, me God's
Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but you're not really sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study.
For every Christian to realize that he must get going for God. There are sinners to be reached, well, go and reach them. There are mission fields to be evangelized, well, go and evangelize them. There's a vast tract of this country that has tremendous needs for the gospel, well, by the grace of God, go and meet those needs. Now, you can't do it all individually, but if God's people, taken together, would get this word of command seriously in their hearts and start going for God, it would make all the world of difference. Go. Then he says, in this thy might. That's the ability. Don't go in your own strength. Don't go in Saul's armor. Don't go except you're clothed with the might and the power of God. But you notice this is a direct answer to Gideon's prayer. Where are the miracles? Where is the power of God? And the Lord says, go in this thy might. God's power becomes yours when you seek him for it. Now, could I say that you'll never get power unless you are willing to go? The power of God is not for some experience for you to have and talk about. This notion of people getting up and thrilling people who are listening to them with entertaining speeches about how they got filled with the Holy Ghost and all that the Holy Ghost is doing in them and all that the Holy Ghost is meaning to them and all the spine-chilling thrills that they have had. It's all utter, unbiblical, and unchristian nonsense. And I say that absolutely clearly. You take that Bible and find me once in the New Testament where any man who was filled with the Holy Ghost ever got up and testified, I got filled with the Holy Ghost. He didn't do it. Now the Holy Spirit says he filled them. There's such a thing as being filled with the Holy Spirit and his power. But this is not some spine-chilling, thrilling experience just for you to boast about and sit back and talk about. The Holy Ghost does not come upon men to make them pompous windbags. The Holy Ghost comes on men to let them go. Go in this thy might. And you'll not have might unless you're willing to go. There's the activity, there's the ability. And there is the assurance, thou shalt save or deliver Israel. Thou shalt. You'll do what God calls you to do. Do you notice the authority? Have not I sent thee? Now this was God's commission to Gideon. And in verse 15 to 24, he gave him a confirmation of it. Now this is a passage of scripture where Gideon was naturally a little scared. And he says, Lord, bear with me and give me a sign. Give me a proof that you've called me from the Lord. I can understand Gideon doing that. Any man who's serious about the things of God has an awful fear of running uncalled, of rushing into something that he fancies he ought to be doing, but maybe is not called of God. I remember when the Lord called me to the ministry. I did not in the terms that Gideon did, but I did something very similar and asked the Lord for a very, very definite, clear and unmistakable calling, an indication that could not possibly be mistaken, that I had no control over, that I could not in any way manipulate, but that would have to come directly and plainly and clearly from the hand of God. In my case, I well remember asking the Lord for that. And I remember very clearly the Lord's answer. I remember going straight from praying about this to a prayer meeting in our Mount Marion church, just outside the city of Belfast. And as we sang the first hymn, we went to sit down. I can remember as clearly people want to know, do you believe that the Lord can still speak to his people today? I certainly believe it. I don't believe that God gives you extra biblical revelations and gives you another standard as well as the scripture. But I had cried to God for something that would be clear and plain. Either tell me to go or tell me not to go. I'll do the will of God, whatever the cost may be. And that night, as we were just about to sit down, I felt very strongly, I've never had an experience before or after anything like it, the Lord said, if this preacher, this was Reverend Bertie Cook was the minister, if this preacher tonight says anything about the need for Free Presbyterian ministers, you take it for you. I sat down, thoroughly shaken up. The minister got up and he preached from the 90th Psalm, before we get down to prayer. And he never said a word about Free Presbyterian Church and Free Presbyterian ministers. Of course, he normally didn't. In fact, I could never remember him saying it at any other prayer meeting. So this was something totally unusual. And I well remember how he closed the book. Now, many of you have heard Bertie Cook preach. He is a very disciplined preacher. I am not a product. I listened to him for many years. I admire him as one of the greatest preachers I have ever heard. I wish I could preach like him. I don't have the discipline he has. When Bertie Cook finishes, he's finished. 30 minutes. He doesn't preach more than that. Well, neither do I. I talk the rest of the time. But he closed the book. And I was just about to say, well, that's it, I am clear. And then out of nowhere, in something unpremeditated, And Bertie's always prepared to his fingertips for everything he preaches. But something totally unpremeditated. If the book closed, he began to speak of the opportunities that were open to the Free Church in Ulster. And he said, "We cannot enter in, for we don't have one student for the ministry. And we need men called of God." And he asked the people to pray that God would send men. I can understand Gideon asking the Lord for something beyond his initial impression. Something that would put a stamp and a seal upon the call of God. In his case, he asked that he would make ready this kid of the goats and unleavened cakes of bread and broth in a pot. And he brought it out to him and under the oak tree presented it to the angel. And in verse 20 you read how he was told to lay them upon the rock and pour out the broth. And he did so. The angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes. And there rose up fire out of the rock, consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. The angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. It was a confirmation of many things that I don't have time to go into tonight. But mainly of God's promise and then of God's power. The token of the power was fire. I have in my Bible underlined the words fire out of the rock. There's a good sermon title for you. Fire out of the rock. The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit of Christ. Christ is our rock. The power of the Spirit is not something extraneous to Christ, something additional to Christ. It is the Spirit of Christ, whose ministry is purchased for us by the blood of Christ, coming in the name of Christ to exalt the person of Christ and fill and enable the people of Christ to bring about the glory of Christ. It's fire out of the rock. That's the token of the power. You'll notice the time of the power, verse 21. Then the angel of the Lord, when Gideon had presented his offering, when Gideon had continued before God in prayer, waiting upon the Lord, when Gideon had obeyed the Lord, and the teaching of this for us is, the Lord uses very unlikely instruments. Gideon was saying, "Lord, you're going to use me? I'm the poorest of the poor. My family's poor in Manasseh." Now, Manasseh wasn't much of a tribe to start with. And his family was poor in Manasseh. And he was just a son in the family. I mean, who am I? The Lord brings fire out of the rock. And he shows him, Gideon, I can use any instrument I will. That was the instrument that the Lord used. The call of God was to Gideon. Tonight, there may well be, in this meeting, a young man, a young woman, maybe an older man, or an older woman. For I don't for one minute believe that the will of God is something that's unattainable once you're over 25. To hear many missionary speakers, you would think that's the way it is. Get past 25 and God has you in the shelf. Utter nonsense. But perhaps there's one here tonight. And the Lord has been challenging you about your life in your service for God. You're perplexed about the state of the nation and the state of religion in the nation. You're grieved at the free reign that the devil seems to have. And let me tell you, if you're not, you'll never be called of God to do anything anyway. Anybody who's comfortable with the world and sin is in no place to be of use to the Lord. But you're perplexed about these things. In your heart there's a yearning for the power of God. Man or woman, let me tell you, the God of Gideon yet lives. And he's in the business of calling men and women and young people and placing them strategically where he would have them to be. He can take you and he can fill you. He can empower you. He can direct you. He can encourage you personally. Go in this thy might. He can use you to deliver a nation. He can use you to save a soul. He can use you to have a revival. He can use you to do his will in his time, in his way, and for his glory. Are you under the oak tonight? You come to the end of your idols, the end of yourself. Got to the place where you're willing to bury everything under that oak and say, Lord, all I am and all I have belongs to thee. By the redemptive blood of Jesus Christ, I'm thine. Take me. As I am, make me what thou wilt. Send me where thou wilt. Make me thy servant. An instrument of God in revival. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts tonight. Ultimately, it's for saint and sinner going to come down to sin or Christ. If you're not saved, it's sin or Christ. If you are saved, listen, it's either your own willful backsliding, which is sin, or the total commitment to the will of God, which is Christ. The choice is there. The choice is urgent. I trust tonight, by the grace of God, they're not the one who'll feel at the time of crisis to say honestly, it is Christ for me.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.